Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Bob Thibodeau with the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast, and you are listening to Life Transformation Radio with my good friend Sean Douglas. Be sure to subscribe to his podcast so you will not miss any of the upcoming episodes, and be blessed in all that you do.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I'm your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 72 countries, such as the United States, Sweden, Norway, Australia, India, Canada, Mexico. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday through Friday. I ask that you join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. Come and engage with us, talk to the guests that I bring on the show, and have amazing conversations. My big ask is that you subscribe wherever you're listening to right now. Subscribe to Life Transformation Radio on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, or the Google Play Music app, or wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. On the show, I bring on entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, other podcasters, and authors who are amazing at what they do, and my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my guest for today, Vincent Clancy. What's up? Welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
I'm going to say some good things and people are going to like it.
I like where this is going. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I bit my finger now and my finger swelled up, so I had to call out the doctor to squeeze it.
Oh man.
But I think so, it's better now.
Sorry to hear that. Where are you currently calling in from?
Beverly Hills. I live in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. But you were from what, England, right?
Yeah, I'm from London, and then I moved out here a year and a half ago.
I love that. I used to live in East Anglia near Lakenheath. Well, at Lakenheath, really.
I bet.
Milton Hall, Lakenheath area.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Awesome. So, yeah, man, I want to welcome you to the show, and I know you're absolutely brilliant at what you do. And so for the listeners, let's get into exactly what it is that you do. The name of this episode is titled Ace the Game with Vincent Clancy. Growth Hacking's Infant Terrible, Vin Clancy is one of the most infamous marketers in the world, known for his cutting-edge growth hacks and genius business ideas. His growth hacking book raised over $100,000 in pre-orders, which he supported with a 100-date speaking tour in 10 countries around the world. He has spoken in over 40 different cities in 10 different countries. He has been featured in publications like Fortune, BuzzFeed, The Daily Telegraph, The New Statesman, Wired, Vice, Inc., and many more, and coaches founders to growth hack their own businesses. His talks at conferences and events around the world focus on marketing, sales, social media, and writing. His Growth Hacking in Real Time talk was voted best at South by Southwest in Las Vegas. He founded the online magazines. You have to help me. Plantivia. How do you pronounce that? I don't want to butcher the name.
Planet Ivy.
Planet Ivy. Okay, I just want to make sure. And so it's planetivy.com and screenrobot.com, which received nearly 20 million page views with zero marketing spend in their first 2 years, while content he has overseen for other clients has received over 150 million page views so far. His current online magazine, Facebook group, Traffic and Copy, which has over 10,000 members, close to 90% active engagement, and contributions from thousands of entrepreneurs. Right now, Vincent teaches company founders, influencers, and marketing managers how to grow their companies through a combination of rapid social media growth and guerrilla community management tactics in his private coaching groups and through consulting with marketing executives. This is the book that you have to get. Stop right now. Go get this book. It's called Ace the Game, the 100 best growth hacks in the world right now. It made $10,000 in its first hour of release and is the most important marketing and business book of the past 12 months. You can grab it at the link, acethegame.com. Go get it right now. Click on the link, acethegame.com. So, dude, I love your numbers. I love exactly what you're doing. And growth hacking in the past 12 months has been huge all over social media, through emails. That's what everybody's talking about. Growth hacking. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real people's movement. It's really the first time in human history. It's not about how much startup capital you have, what connections you have. Every single day, companies are getting upturned by kids and people new to the internet using these techniques to grow their businesses or startups. It's really the ultimate internet leveling the playing field thing where, you know, stay at home moms or students or anyone can make six figure incomes using magic.
I love it. So the first question I really have to ask, man, is why? Why growth hacking? What made you choose this? So what is your deep why for what you do?
There's a couple of questions in there. Firstly, I didn't know I was growth hacking when I started Planet Ivy. I get visitors to my website. So I didn't know like what I was doing. I was essentially crowdsourcing content from different young writers. They were writing for my site. And then I was finding ways to get it featured on other websites to get traffic back. That eventually led to getting 1 million visitors in 3 months. And then someone from Facebook signing us as an advisor. And then she and her partner put us in front of 3 investors. And 2 of them gave us $250,000 that changed my life. So like I didn't know what growth hacking was. It would be another year until I'd even heard the phrase, really. I was just like wanting to get ahead. And that's what I did. Like, as for the why, I mean, that always changes. But before I did internet business, I never really had a real job. I was fired from everything I ever did. So I think the why is often I had no choice. And something my ex used to say to me is that you really got to understand that this will take sacrifice. So that began as my why. And over time, the harder you work, the more value you give for other people. Now, through teaching people these techniques, I've changed thousands of people's lives. They message me all the time. They've learned something that's enabled them to get clients or to grow their socials. And that's just par for the course. If you put out good stuff, you will gain an audience.
Oh, 100%. There's so many times that I see, these influencers are putting out the content, and I'm like, that doesn't even like matter. Like what you're saying has nothing to do with your brand, has nothing to do with like, it's so all over the place. And I'm sure you see that as well. Somebody says they're this one person or this one thing, or they're building a business, you know, whatever, but they're talking about tens or hundreds of different things. Like I always tell them, like, stick with your one or two, like keep it all succinct, and your content that you share better be dang good. like really good to where it's getting shared. Because everybody's so concerned about likes and comments and engagement, and they're like complaining because the engagement isn't where it needs to be. I was like, because your content sucks. And that's why.
Well, I mean, yeah, for sure. You have to be clout chasing, so to speak, where if you get more engagement, your posts get shown to more people. But it's a tricky one. I mean, it's a tricky one for everyone, but for the business niche, if you put up kind of memes and quotes and inspirational posts, you'll tend to get more engagement. But the second you ask for anything to do with your business, that engagement will just die. So you have to accept that if you keep it on point to your business, it won't get viral. People won't share your stuff, but you are actually creating a connection which can lead to sales.
Got it. That was huge, man. That's really huge. And I think that's where a lot of people fail. What I see is they're like, man, I'm an influencer and I care about you and I'm going to serve, but every post is buy my shit, buy my shit, buy my shit. Then they're going to Facebook message you and go buy my shit, buy my shit, buy my shit. Do you see that too?
Yeah. I stayed out of the multi-level marketing world. I started in the growth world and kind of moved into the internet marketing world a bit. But yeah, I haven't had it too much towards me, but yeah, it's the same with musicians. People don't have a clue with marketing, so they kind of presume to do that. I try and teach people there's a better way of doing it, which is permission-based, as Seth Godin would call it, which is a lot better.
Yep, 100%. So I want to ask you the main question. What is your transformational moment? What is that moment in your life that put you on the path to what you're doing today?
I get asked this so much. It's the number one question. What was the moment you went from being on wealth, living off $100 a week, to global speaking entrepreneur?
Yep.
Look, there's loads. One actually came to me the other night, and it's a bit of a metaphor. When I was like 11 years old, I was in a soccer team, and we just got promoted to the Premier League, so we were the worst team. We lost a lot of our games. In one game, we were 1-0 up, and I'm in defense, and the striker is through on goal. It's going to be a certain goal. It's going to be a wrap. So I trip him up. And that's the professional foul. If there's no one between you and the keeper, it should be a red card. So I trip him up outside the area. It's a free kick. And I should get sent off, but I only get a yellow card. And then when they do the free kick, they boot it over the bar. And we won the game 1-0. And sometimes I wonder, did I learn something there that the rules I should have been punished for, but I didn't? And I think that's a good metaphor for all of this stuff. I go hard with everything I do. I never break the law, but you can get away with a lot. There's always humans who make these decisions. Here's something your viewers won't know. Instagram can put anyone on the explore page. If they like someone, like, as I've heard, someone like Dua Lipa or 6ix9ine, these are entertainment figures, every single post will hit the explore. So there are people who are friends of Instagram and they just go around the algorithm. So I think that's a good metaphor for everything. There is a way through, and you can always find it. And it's normally using things that make you feel a little uncomfortable. Luckily for me, I was broke and I'd never had a job. So the desperation overruled everything. You know, hungry people will do. I was always hungry. I still am hungry. I still act like I'm on welfare. I still don't trust that people will through and I'm going to hustle, whatever. So I think that's what it is, having that constant desperation and understanding that you've never arrived, you've never made it, and keep finding those hacks.
Dude, I love that. I'm so in tune with that. I like that makes me happy, because a lot of people I bring on the show, you know, they're now doing like their thing, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of them are like you, like, I'm still hungry, I'm loving it, I'm enjoying it, whatever. And some of them are feeling like I'm here, like I've arrived, like I'm just starting to hit my stride. You know, I was sucking for 10, 12 years, whatever, but I'm here now. I've made it. And I felt that way when I did my TEDx talk in 2017. I was like, I made it. Right. And then I got real humble in 2018 and I messed up a couple of things and I'm like, ah, crap. Website was crashing and these things. And but it's like what you said, it's like I'm always hungry and I've never made it. And I probably will never make it to society's standards. But to my standards, it's like I want the next thing. Whatever the next level is, that's what I'm going to get to. And then the next one and the next one, I'm just going to keep creating levels. And so like you said, the hustle, the grind, like all that stuff that is entrepreneurship, that's what I love the most. And you nailed it. You nailed it. That makes me happy. So what's next for you? You're at South by Southwest. You're crushing your talks. You got this amazing book. How are you elevating your sphere of influence? How are you elevating lives around you?
I'm not talking about my new project, but I am doing a new thing in a completely unrelated industry. And it's the most interesting thing. And in internet marketing, the game is really you do an impressive thing and then you teach other people how to do it. So I teach people how to make six figures on a Kickstarter. I taught people how to raise VC money. I taught people how to build a Facebook group, how to build a coaching business, et cetera. In this new industry, it's not one of those. So it's kind of funny. I'm just sitting on my hands. I can't tell people what I'm doing. But entering a new industry, I can quickly go through some of the things I've learned. Firstly, don't go online. No blogs, no websites. Go to a conference that you have to pay for. And you can normally find a way to get in free, but it has to be one with like $100, $200, $300 to get in. Have a very bold claim. So I want to be the biggest in my industry within 2 years. What would I need to do in the next 6 to 12 months to get there? That's what I've been asking people. And that's a good question because it's very direct, but it also angers people a little bit. They're like, well, who the hell are you? You've just joined this industry and you want to be the biggest. I'm going to tell you exactly why you won't make it. That's amazing feedback. If you get people to say the hard things, that's really good. Also, ego aside, I've had someone shout and threaten me in this new industry, which hasn't happened in 4 or 5 years. It actually last happened the week I began my consulting business. Normally you understand, I don't work with these sort of people, but it's funny, it was like a repeat of that. And then I put my ego aside and did the thing we were going to talk about and turned out brilliantly. But I'm learning all of these things as I go. And I have a big difference this time around is I have a lot of informal mentors, maybe 7 or 8 now. And they're constantly telling me how much I suck at this new thing. And you have to be ready to be told you're wrong every single day.
Oh, I love that. I've built 3 businesses, and every time it's somebody's like, dude, that's going to tank. It's going to suck. You know, and I'm like, oh, man, I really hope it doesn't. Like, you know, but before it was like I was so afraid of failure, not because – of other people's judgment or because I felt like I would be a failure. It's like, I just need, like, I'm going to get a couple of hiccups that things aren't going to go well. Like I got it, but like a complete and utter failure. Like I'm so afraid of that because I know it's going to take me forever to like fix it, to make it work because that's who I am. I will make this work. I don't care what anybody says. So I'll spend all this time on maybe like a project that just isn't going to work. And I just feel like I just wasted all that time. It's not so much the fear of failure. What it is I just don't want to waste my time or feel like I just wasted all kinds of money, all kinds of time when I could have been doing other things. You know,
you've got people to get out of your bunker. Every time I think I've done something good in this new industry, like I finish the piece of work and I'm like, this is great. Everyone, it is not great. And we'll tell you it's not great. But I imagine most people who are trying to do X, they don't seek out that feedback and they'll just put it out to market. And I'll be like, well, the market didn't like it. Okay, well, that's fine. It's like, well, it takes so much effort to get something to market. You can idiot-proof it to smart people.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, it's like it takes so long and I got to restart. Like, like that part just kind of sucks because you just put all this effort into it, you know?
One of my favorite pieces of advice, my first advisor on Planet Ivy said to me, it's very sad, but it's always true. It always takes longer for the money to come in and always less money comes in than you think.
Right. That's kind of funny because I have a mentor that says you get less done in a year than you think. So get started. But remember that you'll get more done in 5 years than you anticipate. So be excited. I was like, oh, so I get less done in a year than I really think. Not me, but everybody. Everybody gets done less in a year than they really think. So get started. But you'll get done more in 5 years than you think. So be excited.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'd really encourage people to take a look every 6 to 12 months about, you know, what concrete results and things they've done. It's like, I'm not the sort of person to call out my friends, but so many of them, it's like I come back a year later and nothing's really moved on. You don't mentor friends who don't ask for it, but so many of them, and of course people who are connected to me online, just think, what have you been doing all year?
Yeah, no kidding. So what is it about growth hacking that you chose? I think it's very interesting because we always talk about, I mean, if you literally sat here right now and thought about all of the ways that marketing has entered, right? You've got the old Amway, Quickstar, Avon, right? You got the multi-level marketing. Then they turn it into, no, you're just networking with people. You need to network. So network marketing. And then that turned into relationship marketing. And then it's like, it's almost like you can put anything in front of marketing and it's like the new thing, right? So you have content marketing, network marketing, like all of this stuff, but it all comes down to the same thing. You're trying to get attention to you and what you're doing, and you need to hit the market with it. So what about growth hacking? Is it that attracted you to it?
Well, I mean, I kind of think it chose me in a kind of spiritual sense that I was just doing whatever I could to succeed. And later I found out about this phrase, and that's the phrase I used to bring it. Other people could get value from it as well. But it's really an understanding that the world does not operate the way you want it to. Everything is very difficult. No one really has any money, much less any money to spend on what you're selling. So you have to have these hacks and shortcuts in order to get the basic attention needed. Because really what the big revolution is, was until 2000, when SEO came in, until 2000, if you didn't have marketing budget for, TV, radio, print, you just didn't have a business. That was it. You just had no business, unless you could get up working capital and people used to borrow off banks, which seems very archaic now. But all of these growth hacks, like the online, starting with SEO, then social media, and now influencers, I guess, would be the evolution. You can get a lot more for a lot less money. And there's so many opportunities in that because the internet is still the Wild West. So that's super exciting if you want to start a business or you want to be a musician or creative, anything. It's really leveled the playing field. In terms of business, it doesn't matter where you're from in the world. There's massive advantages and creatively too.
Oh, 100%. I can talk to people like in Europe, Asia. I've had Zoom calls and interviews from people in Australia, New Zealand. I mean, the barrier to entry is so, like, there's no excuse for you not to succeed now. Like, you literally, I have conversations all the time. I had 3 phone calls today. One of them was coaching. The other ones were like the discovery ones. Like, do we fit? Do we not fit? Do I have what you need? And, just tell them about my service and stuff. And I always say the same thing. Like, if you can't do it today, you suck. You need to go get a 9-to-5.
I also think it's
so easy.
And I think it's about to get harder as well. I don't think that was a better time than now. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Two more years? Oh, you think the engagement's bad now? Just wait. Just wait. Everybody was talking about AI. Everybody is. You know, you always see like, get our new, get our bots and get our this. And like, I mean, some of it's awesome. You do a lot of stuff through Alexa and the voice is coming online. And I mean, things are changing right now. If you're not looking, you're not going to see it. But right now, things are changing. The way people do things, their habits right now, this year, as we speak, is changing. More people are getting the Google Home Hub. More people are getting that. The smart lights, they're being turned on to these things. Before it was like, nah, I don't need that, man. Things are starting to change this year. Podcast industry is changing. The way that people spend their time online is changing. The Alexa, the Echo, right? The Google speaker, the whole thing is changing. In 2 years, it will be very vastly different. And those who are doing it well right now are going to win. And those who are faking, what I call Facebook entrepreneurs or Facebookpreneurs and wantrepreneurs, are going to lose. And you're going to see them in a 9-to-5 job here in the next year. I know two personally that are, quote, influencers and buy my shit, who are now working at a job and they're hardly online because they suck. And like you said earlier, you have to have content. Content is always king. That is always the currency.
Well, in this new industry, I've realized aside from startups, can get away with two things: a very, very good product or service, and a very strong network.
So absolutely.
Do that network online, but it's very hard. So social media aids with that. Social media really helps out.
Oh, 100%. And there's a lot of people that I'm telling this year to use LinkedIn. Do you use LinkedIn a lot?
I did. And 2017 was an amazing year for LinkedIn. And it felt like there was a revolution coming. I never believed it, but a lot of people said it. And then we were getting tens of thousands of views on our posts. And I don't think they wanted influencers or not. They cut the reach for everyone. They banned a few people. And then the reach went down. It's not what it was. 2017, was an exciting time, and in 2018 got less and less each month. And now it's okay. You know, it's like Twitter. It's pretty low engagement.
Yeah. Well, I get pretty high engagement using like Headliner. So this episode will be cut down to like a 2 or so minute promo, and will be uploaded into the Headliner software. It'll kick me out of video, transcribed audiogram and video, and I'll promote the crap out of that. And I get really good reach. Like, my numbers on that reach is really good compared to if I just did a picture or if I just wrote some text. That is crushing the reach right now, the organic reach. But it seems like everybody on the profiles or on the platforms, they want the reach, they want the money. That's what it, like, if you want reach, you got to pay for it. So it's becoming another revenue driver, just like radio, TV, newspapers, like all that stuff. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's a strange thing. We haven't had a new social network in 8 years. Starts to feel like there won't be another one. And all of the other platforms are getting harder to game. So I wonder if it's kind of the end of the summer for like getting, growing fast, especially in the business space. Entertainment can always grow because the engagement kind of so high. But I do think on the upside, I think Facebook learned like the blowback from the business community about those pages that were once good reach and nothing if you pay. I haven't seen that so much on Instagram now. I think they learned their lesson and they're like, we got to get some reach. So that's not so bad. It's an odd world, Instagram, is the only social network. I've never thought Instagram's good for B2B. The odd random person will build a personal brand and do well with it. But the reach is there, but really you're interrupting, you know, people looking at bikinis with 5 ways to grow your Twitter, and you know, it's not a great experience.
Right. I use Facebook and LinkedIn. That's it. Because I was getting sucked down a rabbit hole. Instagram, I was getting sucked down a rabbit hole. And I'm like, oh, what's this? What's this? What's this do? I can swipe up and I can do this. And what's going on with this? And then I was just like, yeah, okay, I can't even do this no more. So now I only play on Facebook and LinkedIn, mostly because I work with entrepreneurs, speakers, and business owners to build their business, to show them how to speak. So I'm really like a B2B. So I want to hang out on LinkedIn.
Those were the two I focused on. I think that's the right play. Yeah, Facebook and LinkedIn.
Yeah, and you know, what a lot of people don't understand is the market never lies. Like you had mentioned earlier, you know, the market's tough. Like they're going to let you know. And a lot of people just say, well, I need to have Snap and Insta and LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitch and Twitter and, you know, before it was like Periscope, like I had to be on all of them. You know, when Blab was huge, like everybody has to do, like this is where you get, you know, you need to go where your audience is. And a lot of people just don't build the avatar. They just put their stuff out there and say, okay, buy my stuff. But they didn't focus on creating an avatar. That's just my opinion. That's one of the things we work on, creating an avatar. So is that what you do? Is that what you focus on, the avatar? And the content that goes along with that avatar?
I do for the things I work on. Yeah. I made a decision with the growth hacking stuff to not get into product development. And we would just be the accelerant of traffic, because that's the thing that is the hardest to get. People can come up with a brand, and it's normally most people are quite good with the product or service. They just can't get the sales. So having traffic... just really helps with that, and most people can't get the traffic. That's the hard part of any equation.
Yep, 100%. So talk about the book. What made you write the book, and what's it about?
So Ace the Game is the 100 best growth hacks, best marketing strategies in the world right now. I wanted to create the definitive guide. Most books kind of suck. It's like the founder. I did something successful 4 years ago. Let me tell you about it. You know, and if he doesn't tell you, it's probably not relevant to you. And then it just goes into a series of stories, which are quite nice to read, but they don't really help your business. It's like, I got Netflix if I want stories. Billions is coming back this weekend. You aren't going to give me a story as good as so I get a marketing book. I just want to know what to do to get traffic today, to grow followers today. So, and also, this isn't me saying, here's the things, here's the things I've done that are great. This is a collection of the best marketers and growth hackers in the world. So there's people in there who have spent $60 million on Facebook ads, people who have helped millions of apps get downloaded, people who get leads for Fortune 500 companies. So they give all their strategies. So for instance, one I always like to talk about, there's a software called LeadFeeder. And that will, every person, is a bit of code, like 2 lines of code you put on your website. And every person that lands on the website, it identifies them, finds their name and email address. And then using the Drip software, you can then send them an automated email sequence. The thing about all the people that land on your website, you have no idea who they are. You can put them through like that. There's software like Phantom Buster that enables you to add targeted people on LinkedIn. And then if they accept your request, send them a first message to begin a conversation. And we've seen companies that have 8 people doing this and get leads every single day and the phone's ringing off the hook.
I love it. Are you doing Google segmented YouTube pre-roll ads?
Is there a YouTube section in the book? I can't even remember. Sorry. I don't remember there being YouTube ads in the book.
What I love right now is the Google segmentation with the YouTube ads. If a guy is searching for growth hacks or marketing or something along those lines and says, okay, I'm done Google searching, I'm going to go to YouTube, and he types in whatever he wants to watch. Cats, I don't give a crap. Right? You have already taken out a pre-roll video ad about Ace the Game. So this guy 5 minutes ago was searching for marketing, growth hacks, like all that stuff, then goes to YouTube for something completely unrelated but falls into your segmented pre-roll video because you targeted those guys on Google who are searching for marketing. And now they see your pre-roll video. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's absolutely brilliant. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm looking into that and see if that's something that I can get into. But, you know, when I heard that, I was like, oh, the game is changing. So I'm saying the game is changing.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do. I want to shamelessly plug whatever it is that you want to plug. We can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is that you want the listeners to know and to do. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Sure. Well, the listeners will get the most value out of Ace the Game, the book. It's under $100. It comes with the How to Make Six Figures from a Facebook Group course. It comes with a ton of other features like email subject lines that will get your emails opened. It comes with a video course for many of the hacks, so you're not just wondering how the hell do I make this happen. It's got everything from growing your social media, getting better conversions, SEO tips, and how to make sales quicker and easier using cold email and LinkedIn lead generation. So it's really a marketing steroid in a box. It's been used by hundreds of entrepreneurs who have already got huge results from it, started to get press from the outlet, started to get more sales. It's been amazing watching people use it. Yeah, at acethegame.com, go and grab it. And you know, the journey for you becoming a growth hacker and changing your life the way I did mine starts today.
I love it, man. So give us, as we close the show, one nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action.
So a lot of the people in here still think blogs work. They don't really work. Yeah, put it on there, but that's not where you want to put your traffic. So a lot of people post blog links to Facebook. Don't do that. If you post a picture, a video, or text instead of a link somewhere, you're going to get at least twice the engagement. So copy and paste your blog, one paragraph per sentence into Facebook, and you'll see a lot more engagement instantly.
I love it. I love it, man. Dude, you are absolutely crushing it. I love what you have going on. We kind of think along the same lines a little bit. And, dude, I'm going to check out your book, and I'm going to go ahead and grab it. And, you know, I'll do a review on it and all that. So I appreciate you spending time.
Great. Happy to be here.
All right. So everybody listening right now, go to acethegame.com. Connect with this guy. If you're serious about growth hacking, if you're serious about your marketing, get this book today at acethegame.com. If anything that Vincent and I talked about today resonated with you, please contact him and see everything that he has available. He's absolutely crushing it, doing some incredible things, elevating lives. So get in touch with him, figure out what he's about, and I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference. As we close, I want you to subscribe to Life Transformation Radio wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.